702.
Food feature.
And now it is time to be chatting in our food feature, and we're speaking about this new restaurant called Zoo. One of the chef and partners of the business, David Higgs, joins us on the line. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
So I have to ask you, is it rude to eat food by yourself when you're around people? And do you hide food from your partner or your family?
I was listening to this conversation earlier, and I was just thinking to myself, when I order something in our restaurant and people start eating from my plate, I get very, very upset. I actually get quite aggressive because I order that food because I want to eat it. You know, that's what I'm wanting. I don't want your food that you ordered. I want my food. You know.
So, don't sit with me.
I'm not a great sharer.
Don't sit with me. I will eat off your plate. Because I feel like we must taste everything. So my family are the type of family that we will always make sure when we're sitting in a restaurant, nobody's ordering the same thing. Then we can taste off of each other's plates. So, like David, you're going to have to be strong.
Yeah, when you sure. So when I go out, then I don't want to eat my own thing.
All right, so let's chat Zoo. And this is now recently launched under the Marble Group. And when you say luxury, I'm trying to picture, describe for us what luxury means when it comes to walking into Zoo.
Yeah, you know, it's just such an opulent place. You know, I think the Marble Group as a group of restaurants, whether it be Marble, Saint or now Zoo, we offer an experience. It's not about a plate of food. It's about an experience. We have incredible staff on the floor. We have an incredible team. We have really good food. There's a lot of detail and a lot of effort gone into design and curating a space where you can come and feel firstly relaxed, but also that you a place that is different to others and is luxurious and it's plush and where you feel comfortable to have a good time and spend your money.
And what was the inspiration for the decor? Because a lot of restaurants at the moment are going with what is currently on trend, lots of greenery, a lot of wood, that sort of modern feel, either brass or gold or rose gold metallics.
Yeah.
What kind of feel are you going with, and what was the inspiration?
It's a bit of an African Renaissance, actually, as well as Marble is. We definitely haven't followed any trends there. Irene, my business partner's wife, has done an incredible job of creating a space that is just a very beautiful bar with onyx marble, with you know that is lit from behind. It's this green and white, beautiful marble. South African artists have got involved. South African designers have got involved with a dress code of the staff, the decor elements in the space. So it's definitely not something that you've seen before, not in this country. And it's got a very, when you walk in, there's a very, very strong African feel to it. So you'll pick it up straight away for sure.
Now Zoo is actually spelt Z-I-O-U-X. Where does the name come from, and why Zoo?
Yeah, so basically, you know, the idea of Zoo was born in lockdown. And, you know, after lockdown, there's been this thing of people wanting to break free, people wanting to get out, people wanting to have a good time. And then obviously that tied in with Africa, you know, where the animals, and the thing with us, as especially Joburg, you know, we really are party animals. You know, we love a good time. We love to break free. We love to let loose. And that's sort of where the Zoo theme came in. It's about breaking free, really.
And I mean, on that note, on your menu, it literally says, "Welcome to Zoo by Marble. We're all prisoners of our own minds. To think free means to let go of your mind and be mindful. To roam free means to let go of your prejudices and let in pure beauty and love. To run free is to escape from narrow-minded people, eliminate negativity, and to choose innocence and the truth. To break free is to trust your instinct, because we are all creatures roving this earth to find purpose and freedom. Break free."
Yeah. Well said there, eh?
Well said. Who wrote that?
We have the most incredible team that does this for us. It's headed by Nathan Reddy from Grid. And they're the creatives behind our brands, whether it be Marble Saint or Zuna. And they've sort of put this all together for us. But it's a feeling that we all share. You know, it's just, you always need someone. It's like a poet, you know. They always have the knack of putting these things into words beautifully, you know.
But now, you guys are not just a restaurant, because you also have a bar. What is it that makes this bar spectacular?
So let's just, you know, there's been a lot of misconceptions about what the space is. And what we wanted to do was to be able to create an area which is more of a lounge than a formal restaurant. So it's a space where there's lots of couches, lots of very comfortable seating. Obviously, there's the bar, which is the main feature. So I would call it a cocktail lounge and restaurant, you know. So it's a loungy space where you can really relax it. Great music, incredible design. And then when it comes to the food, funnily enough, it's all about sharing. So the food at Zoo is an interesting take. So we wanted to be different to Marble and Saint in what we're offering. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of Japanese and Asian-inspired restaurants around. So we thought, okay, we'd move away from that. So what would we do, you know? And when it comes to food that you eat in small quantities and small portions, it needs to be really, really pretty. So we've touched on sort of Peruvian, Mexican flavors, but using South African products. Beautiful, beautiful small plates that you can share around the table, and they can just keep coming. You know, we've got little fit cooks with oxtail and tamarind. Beautiful empanadas that have been filled with corn and coriander. We've got little steam buns that are filled with spicy pork and pickled veg. And then all the ceviches and the tiraditos, these lovely flavors of nachi and citrus. And yeah, it really is just a feast for the eyes and for the palate.
I mean, I'm curious about the buttermilk fried chicken, caviar, tangy cream donut.
Yes, exactly. So, it's a take on a Korean chicken. So it's chicken that's been marinated in buttermilk and then we deep fried and we do it with like a donut or fit cook and a little bit of caviar. So there's this lovely contrast of sort of seaweedy, earthy flavors of the sea together with the spicy of the chicken and those sort of flavors. And then the luxury of a donut, you know, the soft texture of a donut that is slightly sweet with great, great flavors.
So how is it that so much seafood played such a starring role on your menu?
I guess that's exactly what, when we talk about Peruvian food, and it's only a section of the menu, it's not the entire menu, but when you talk about Peruvian food specifically, it's lots of pickled and raw fish that we just flavor with different spices and different dressings. So that is a large part of what we do, but there is also then the other the main sort of the bigger meals.
And I mean, you've even got. I'm not a seafood eater, so I don't know much about seafood, only because I'm a highly allergic. But I'm looking at something called game fish, tiradito. What is game fish?
Game fish refers to any oily fish from the ocean. So we talk about. It could be tuna. Tuna is the main one, obviously. It could be swordfish. It could be barracuda or snook or something like that. So, you know, that always refers to game fish. It's an oily fish, a dark flesh fish.
What I really like about the menu is the fact that you can have the small plates and salads, as what you said, in the spirit of being kind of a sharing feel. And then you also have your bigger plates. You serve soft tacos as well, and you have a great variety of sides. Let's talk about your desserts. What would you say is the dessert that really speaks to what Zoo is all about?
Yeah, it's a fun element of the churros. You know, you'll notice with all desserts, they are just, so that we do a guava, I mean, let's start with a churro. It's a churro that you've never seen before, and the way it's been done, my pastry chef Megan has put this thing together, and it doesn't look like a churro, but obviously it's a churro in what its nature, and it's served with this lovely leche sauce, which is the three milks or the three dairy sauce. So it's sweet and everything that a churro should be. But then we have a guava that's been cooked with chilies, and served with a lovely guava foam. So it's this lovely play of sweet and spicy. So there's these lovely elements. The desserts are by a long shot probably the most creative when it comes to the menu, because they're just slightly easier to execute when they're cold, you know?
I mean, you have what you have called here fermented pineapple sorbet.
Yes.
Should I expect that to taste a little bit alcoholic?
Definitely. Definitely. Pineapple beer. Come on.
I mean, lockdown taught us all how to convert pineapple.
I'm surprised we didn't have a banana loaf on there, but yeah, maybe next time.
I honestly think that, you know, from what I can see, I haven't stepped into the restaurant yet, and hopefully we'll get to do the take up that opportunity quite soon. It really looks so interesting. And just in terms of like what you were saying about the brand and the imagery and some of the things that you've combined, and the fact that you have this lovely lounge area where you don't just sip cocktails or champagnes. You can also just sit and enjoy a little something, or you can sit down and have a sharing situation with your family. It all sounds so wonderful. Why should anybody go out of their way to come to Zoo?
It's an experience on all the senses. You know, as you walk in, it's a visual experience. You know, there's all the smells of the food, the cocktails. The presentation of the cocktails and the food is something. And then most importantly, service. You know, we have, as I said, the most incredible team there, and they are ready to welcome you and look after you.
Thank you so, so much, David Higgs. I think that what you've got going is amazing, and the fact that it was born out of being in lockdown, and now you have a wonderful restaurant that people can come to and enjoy. David Higgs, partner of Zoo.